giving honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Pastor Rogers, and to all the New Bethlehem family members and friends. Good morning. My name is Robert Ollie, and I bring you greetings from the men's Sunday school class number 7, where Deacon Nathaniel Pippin is our teacher. I want to speak to you this morning on the subject of love, as recorded in Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. Paul is preaching to the Galatians, and he's telling them about the liberties that they have in Christ, how that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, and as such, we are called unto liberty. But he warns us, only use not liberty as an occasion to the flesh, but by love we are to serve one another, and we are to love our neighbors as ourselves. And by doing so, all of the law is fulfilled. So now, if we are to serve one another and love one another, this brings us back to the subject of love and the role it plays in our outreach to others. Because we can only do these things by the power of the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. But love is first and foremost, and from it stems all the other fruits. And there's many reasons why the Lord wants us to love one another and to love our neighbors as ourselves. First of all, it's because God is love himself. His nature and his character is that of love. And through his love, his mercy endureth forever. He suffers long with us. He is willing to forgive us as many times as necessary, despite our shortcomings and our sinful ways. He deals with us with his love and understanding, not in ways that we sometimes deserve. It's through his love and power that he can do great things and wonderful works on our behalf. Things such as miracles, salvation, and eternal life. His love comes with sacrifice. He was willing to pay the cost. God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God gave up his Son for us. That's how much he loved us. This is the kind of love that Paul is talking about this morning. God wants us to be just like him. And as believers, we need to love and bear the character of God in our own lives. This makes it easier for us to reach out to one another and to serve one another and to love our neighbors as ourselves. The way we act, the way we communicate, the way we carry ourselves should always be under the control, supervision, and the direction of the Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is the spontaneous work of the Holy Spirit within us. It is the Spirit that produces the character traits found in the nature of Christ. And these character traits are byproducts of Christ's control in our lives. We cannot obtain them on our own. But in order for the fruit of the Spirit to grow in us, we must join our lives into his life, that is Jesus Christ. We must know him. We must love him and remember him and imitate him in order to be effective in our outreach to others. This is the kind of love that God wants us to have. Only then can we fulfill the intended purpose of the law, which is to love God and love our neighbors. God is a spirit, and we can only worship Him in spirit and in truth. And when we live by the fruit of the Spirit, our lives become a living testimony and a true form of worship. Jesus said, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, by the way that you love one another." And this is what God expects out of us this morning, to love each other in a way that reflects His character and His love. So as we can see, love is the principal thing, without which we could do nothing. And without this love, it renders us useless and powerless for kingdom work. God looking for soldiers that He could use, people who's going to avail themselves to the works of the fruit of the Spirit. Nothing can be obtained in the kingdom of God without the element of love. And this is what God uses to complete His plan and to draw men unto Him. By this He get glorified and lifted up. So when we go out before men, all of our efforts, all of our behavior, the way we carry ourselves, should reflect the element of love. And this way God is lifted up and glorified. Like He told His disciples, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, by the way we love one another." Good morning, and thank you.